Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got...
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming at you this evening on Friday with our all-new time. Monday is no longer in. We have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If I'm not mistaken, Monday may still be on the schedule. If not, you can check our schedule to see. We have an all-new feature show, and the topic is everything I ever wanted to learn, I learned in social studies. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be taking you back to social studies class because we find a need to talk about street law, and also we want to continue with our human rights. And because I am a human rights activist, I am definitely going to be pushing for those human rights. I've been doing an extensive study on the culture of the Asiatic Black African, and not just the Asiatic Black African, the Almanac Native. That's what we have got to start calling ourselves, Almanac Native. We are no longer going to be calling ourselves Blacks because Black means blotted out, and it is not a nation at all. And we come from a nation tribe, over 500 tribes. I've discovered that there are so many tribes out there that you can pick and choose between which one is your matriotic and which one is your patriotic. Now, I've been researching, and as you know, I've been looking into those tribes to find out where I belong, and I did find my tribe. I am a Seminole Moor native from the area of Florida as well as North Carolina. And that makes me from the Geechee tribe, one of the Geechee Gullah. And my uncle has always told me that I was from the Geechee Gullah tribe. And I'm so happy that he was able to sit me down and give me some insight about who I am. Where all the problem comes in at is when you are not sure about who you are. You don't know yourself, and you feel that someone's taking advantage of you, when in fact, you don't know who you are. Now, we've got to stop calling ourselves Black. Let's come to some type of realization that that is no longer an option for us and that we are now looking at the fact that we are Almanac. We were the first to be here in this United States of America. And I don't mean when you came over here in 1865 and that that was the beginning of your history. No, don't let anyone fool you. A large portion of us were agriculture people. If you look back on our ancient teaching under Asaw and Aset, Asaw was the agriculture person. She was the one that planted the crop. And Osiris was the one that was the husband priest. He hunted for the game. Now, if you can trace your history and the Bible, that's right, if you can trace your history before the Bible, then that would mean that you brought all civilization into being. Now, you might see some pale-faced Native Americans who are claiming to be the original people. Well, guess what? There were people that came from Mexico and China that mixed with our Asiatic selves and brought about the pale-skinned Native, which is not the only original. The Natives were originally Black. Jet Black, to be exact. And we're it. And don't let anybody fool you. You ought to claim your heritage and stop just trying to claim the Moors. You need to claim your Native American sovereignty. And once claiming your Native American sovereignty, you can qualify for a number of different IE cards to identify yourself. So it's very vital that you should know who you are. Now, we're going to get more into that, but right about now, I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about what are your human rights. Stay tuned. We want to get into those ghetto dreams for those people who are still sleeping. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark. I was whipping the hard, I was getting the bras. They like, who the hell is that? I was dealing sacks, you looking at niggas that drove the hell and back. Charismatic, I was raised by an addict with money in the attic. Got guns while you at it. At this present time, I'm out of my mind and that's a habit. Still got them waiting in line, they gotta have.
Last night was the first night I got to sleep. Tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories. Oh, Lord, send me an angel right now while I'm having ghetto dreams.
Cold sweats, listening to the old sweat. 1, 2, this a whole check. Now for real, nigga, this a whole check. Just horsing around polo sweat.
Yeah.
Used to dream about a bigger couch. Woke up in a bigger house. Come on, commas in my bank account. So much money, I had to let the bank account.
Last night was the first night I got to sleep. Oh, tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories.
The world stands still. Yesterday your little man got killed, and all he ever wanted was a bankroll. But he died too young, cause the game's cold. Most niggas ain't no, or they just think slow. Once you get in, you got to leave, but you can't though. Cause greed'll make a motherfucker evil, to the point he down your ass when he see you. Let's take that needle, fill it with poison, inject the ghetto with the drug, paranoia. Got you looking at your homeboy sideways. Ain't no honor among thieves, is it nowadays? They tell me crime pays, but I don't think so. Cause every criminal I know is in the clink, yo. A nigga in the game right now must be working for them people, cause that shit play out.
I lay awake in my four corner room, standing candles.
Welcome back, family, and thank you so very much for joining us. Our chat rooms are now open for those of you who would like to accompany me and possibly be a co-host in the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very, very important topic. You don't want to miss it. If you cannot join us now, please do join us on demand. This topic is to bring you into consciousness about who you are as a Native American and your rights that you have. All around the country, people's rights are being taken. Right over in the area of the British, where the Jamaicans once held their constitution to be close to them, they're finding out that they are now asking for their reparation, and they are fighting too. You find right here in the Midwest, St. Louis, Missouri, the streets are full of policemen firing on innocent people and trying to keep the streets safe. But how can you keep the streets safe when you are not honoring your oath. There is an oath to protect and to provide. Now, if that young man that was killed earlier this week was not armed and was not in the mindset of killing a policeman, then he was killed in cold blood. People are angry. They want some answers. They want solutions to the problem. And the only way you can have solutions is not with lottering, looting, and stealing. It's with sitting down at the table talking about a solid constitution where we govern our own selves, have our own officers in our community, make our own laws, and use our constitution that the Native American with the Iroquois and the Cherokee has developed so conveniently for us. Why are we not looking back into our history? We created that constitution. Our people did. And that is our constitution. All we need to do is implement it. We don't need to ask anyone to implement it. We need to sit at the table ourselves and implement it so that we can have a governing system of looking at our constitution and abiding by it and chastising our people when they're out of order. No one should be coming into our communities, firing up our communities with tanks and heavy weapons as if they're fighting in a war. No one should be doing that just because people are in the streets upset. You should quietly protest, not with fighting and stealing out of stores. People, get a grip of yourself. We've got to stop this, and we've got to start looking at the fact that the vote is not helping us, marching is not helping us, but we can take our sovereignty. Let's sit down and talk about it. This is social studies class, that's right. Mrs. Garth is bringing you a social studies class that was effective for her sixth graders, and what was effective for them will probably be effective for you. Everything you ever wanted to know, you can learn in a social studies class. Why not try it today? We're going to be talking about your human rights. And we're going to get into street law later on in the course of this month. You don't want to miss it. You want to get your textbook, and you want to be armed and have the Constitution book at your hand so you know what your constitutional rights are. How many of you have a Constitution of the United States book right on the front cover where it says, "We the People," and it gives you the articles and the Declaration of Independence? Yes, we know it has to be ratified every 10 years. But we want to keep this at our side. We want to know what our rights are. And we want to understand if we are in violation or not. What are our human rights, to be exact? And how would you know you have something? Now, I've sent you to the website before, and I'm going to send you back to the website that has this under the educationofhumanrights.org. Number one, we are all born free and equal. We are all born free and equal. We all have our own thoughts and ideas, and we should all be treated the same way. Number two, don't discriminate. These rights belong to everybody, whatever our differences are. Number three, the right to life. We all have the right to life and to live in freedom and safety. Number four, no slavery. No slavery. No slavery. Nobody has any right to make a slave, and we cannot make anyone our slave. Number five, no torture. Nobody has any right to hurt or torture any one of us. Number six, you have the right, no matter where you go. I am a person. You are a person. We have the right. Number seven, we're all equal before the law. I want to repeat that. Number seven, we are all equal before the law. The law is the same for everyone. It must treat us all fairly. Some of us don't understand the name debt, black, indicates we're blotted out and that therefore they do not have a right to abide by getting us or treating us right by the law. That's why we have got to lose that title black. Number eight, your human rights are protected by law. We can all ask for the law to help us when we are not treated fairly. Number nine, no unfair determinants. Nobody has a right to put us in prison without good reason and keep us there or to send us away from our country. Now, as you know, the Indians had their children snatched away from them and put in boarding schools and they use their benefits and their rights for their own personal gain. No one has the right to do that. Our people have been violated ever since they started with outlawing the natives to be in the West. When they sent them off their land, they sent them off their land from the East and made them go to the West. They had no right to do that. The land belonged to the people. And to deregulate the land and to divide it up into allotments was wrong. The land belongs to the people. Remember that. Number 10, the right to trial. If we are put on trial, this should be in public. The people who try us should not let anyone tell them what to do. You must have a jury of your peers. Number 11, we're always innocent until proven guilty. Nobody should be blamed for doing something until it is proven. When people say we did a bad thing, we have the right to show it is not true. Number 12, the right to privacy. Excuse me. No one should try to harm our good name, and no one has the right to come into our home, open our letters, or bother us, our family, without good reason. And even with a good reason, they must show a warrant. They cannot come into your house without showing a warrant and telling you what you're charged with and reading your amendment rights. Number 13, freedom to move. We all have the right to go where we want in our own country and travel as we wish. Number 14, the right to seek a safe place to live. We are frightened of being badly treated in our own country. We all have the right to run away to another country to be safe if need be. But that doesn't mean that aliens can cross that line coming here unannounced and unauthorized to our country. I'm not referring to immigrants. Number 15, right to a nationality. We all have the right to belong to a country. And that's why we got to get rid of this black and have our country that we belong to. Number 16, marriage and family. Every grown-up has the right to marry and have a family. It is if he wants to. Men and women have the same right when they are married and when they are separated. Number 17, the right to your own things. Everyone has the right to own things and share them. Nobody should take our things from us without good reason. No one. Number 18, freedom of thought. We all have the right to believe in what we want to believe and to have a religion or art or to change it whenever we want. No one has a right to force you into any religion. As you know, the natives were forced out of utilizing their tribal rituals and their religion and told they could not use their language or use their rituals and religion. No one has a right to force you into Christianity and beat you into submission. No one. Number 19, freedom of expression. We all have the right to make up our own minds, to think what we like, to say what we think, and to share our ideas with other people. We have that right. Number 20, the right to public assembly. We all have the right to meet our friends and to work together in peace, to defend our rights. No one can make us join a group if we do not want to. Number 21, the right to democracy. We all have the right to take part in the government of our country. Every grown-up should be allowed to choose their own leaders. That's Kujie Chajalia, a right to determine who our leaders will be. Number 22, Social Security. We all have the right to affordable housing, medicine, education, child care, enough money to live on, and medical help if we are ill or old. Number 23, workers' rights. That's what I want to focus in on. We, the people, all have a right to work. Every grown-up has the right to do a job, to a fair wage for their work, and to join a trade union. And that is not happening. Our rights are being violated. There are too many of us who would like to work and have nowhere to work to the sweat of our brows. That is a violated right that is being violated right now as I speak. 24, the right to play. We all have the right to rest from work and relax. Number 25, food and shelter for all. We all have the right to a good life. Mother and children people who are old, unemployed, or disabled, all people have the right to be cared for. No one has the right to be out in the streets under the bridges. 26, the right to education. Education is a right. Primary schools should be free. We should learn about the United Nations and how to get on with others. Our parents can choose what we learn. 27, copyright. Copyright is a special law that protects one's own artistic creation and writing. Others cannot make copies without permission. We all have the right to our own way in life and to enjoy the good things that art, science, and learning will bring. We all have that right. Number 28, a fair and free world. There must be proper order so that we can all enjoy rights and freedom in our own country and around us and around the world. 29, responsibility. We all have a duty to other people, and we should protect their rights and freedom. And that's what the policemen are supposed to do, swear to an oath to protect our rights and our duty. Number 30, no one can take away your human rights. I repeat, these are not religious rights. These are human rights that you are born with, and no one can take away your rights. Visit the website, please, and sign up for the petition so that you, too, can assist and help us in disseminating what the rights are. Now, let me get back to something. Everything you ever wanted to learn in social studies is what we're going to be talking about. And on Monday, we had a young lady to come on, and she was talking to us about her problem she had of someone violating her human rights. I urged her to make sure that her attorney would be there to represent her because of the possibilities of her saying something that might intimidate her. We cannot slander anyone, and we cannot make innuendos and make accusations until we get all the facts, and we must be careful on that. Now, right now, as I'm speaking, there's a number of things going on around the world. People are accusing Obama of taking a vacation when he should be in St. Louis, and that he is the cause of the war that's going on with the Palestinians and the Israelites, as if it's his fault. And we've got radio stations that are speaking out against our black leader. And at this particular time, our communication should be focused in on world events, not on a lot of nonsense. We are in a turmoil, and we are at a crossroad. And when you come to a crossroad, you must go back to your history. First of all, our churches are doing us no good. I repeat, they're doing us no good if they're not teaching us history from those Bibles. That's right. The Bible is a history book. We must first take that Bible and use it to show where you as African Americans are in that Bible and teach the history to our black people. First of all, take down the distorted pictures that are on the wall, and let us talk about the fact that the description that the Bible gives of Jesus is a description of a black man, and therefore it must hold true that that is what we're going to believe and not something contrary. Once we tell the truth about what's going on with our churches, then we can be in a better state. It is not right to falsify who Jesus was, tell us that it doesn't matter, and then we portray someone that does not even meet the description of the Bible. Remember, we are following a biblio, which is a history book. No, it doesn't have timelines or dates, but preachers, you're going to have to teach it like that. You're going to have to show these African Americans where they are in this Bible. Now, everything you ever wanted to learn, you can learn in social studies, because we cover information about your human rights. And we also talk about street law. What rights do you have? How do you know that you are in violation? And what charges have been put on you? All these things you should learn in your social studies class. Don't dodge and duck social studies class. Go to your social studies class and find out what it is you can learn about your Constitution. Now, I did say that you ought to purchase the Constitution of the United States. This book is a small pocketbook, and it is required by all students in Illinois that they pass the Constitution. Indiana, I urge you to make it a requirement that the human rights are put in the curriculum of every school district here in the state of Indiana, along with the Constitution. There are too many people ending up in the courtroom that don't have a clue about how to represent themselves under pro se and what their human rights are. They're walking around ignorant to the fact. And it's convenient for those who would incarcerate them and make a commodity out of them. We've got to stop the stockpiling of the black males that are going into prison who don't have a clue when they're plea bargaining and don't realize that the DA and the attorney and the judge are all sworn to an oath for their own society. They're in there alone, but they have to be armed, and they should arm themselves with their Constitution and go in and look at statutes and read. That's why I urge you to read. If you care to read, start reading and start deciphering and having an understanding of what the law is. No, you're not lawyers. And when people say, I don't want to take a chance on representing myself, sometimes you don't have a chance. You don't have a choice. You have to go in and represent yourself. Now, I'm looking at scenes on TV that shouldn't be happening. They're rolling out the tanks on us as if we are criminals and if we are the validians who are doing the crimes in the streets. I am disgusted about it because it shouldn't be happening. Here in McDonald's, as I do this show, I watch the families on TV crying because they can't bring back their loved ones. And we have got to have new laws for the policemen who walk the beat, who once walked the beat and knew the whole community, and they were there to support us and protect us, and we were part of them and they were part of us. They're strangers coming in our community now. They are waiting for something to happen, and when you don't know a community, it's easy for you to pull your gun on them because you don't know how to talk people out of things because you don't know these people. So why do we have strangers coming into our community claiming that they're protecting us when, in fact, they are firing the guns on us? It has to stop. It really has to stop. Now, I'm pleading with you, you churches, you groups, start a sovereignty act where you sit down to write your own constitution and develop a sovereignty law of your own. Some say we might have to separate. It is believed that we might not be able to stay here and continue to get these kind of treatments. We might have to find our own land. If this was our land, the United States, and there's a part here carved out for us, then give us reparation and give us our land and let us exclusively go to our land and to manage ourselves, and you won't have the stress of African-Americans on you anymore. We'll govern ourselves as best we can. We did that when we first came to this land. We did not need anybody to make us civil. We civilized other nations, and we civilized the Europeans. And there is no Greek philosophy, only African historian teaching. And Aristotle and Homer and all those groups will tell you that they learned from the Africans. But why doesn't anyone want to believe it? They feel that those people had to be killed because they were perpetuating black history from the Africans. We got to stop lying about our history. And this is from my perspective. History comes from your perspective, but we got to stop lying about it. And we got to start telling the truth about Christopher Columbus and what really happened and how the Queen financed his escapades to come here and to kill massive amounts of Indians and to force them into Christianity. And if they did not serve as Christianity, which was a Roman version of Christianity and not from Jesus Christ at all. You have to take the Bible, and you must take the Bible, and you must begin to teach from the Bible and teach it right, preacher, and stop teaching what someone told you to teach. You constantly putting our people to sleep and mesmerizing them because you are not realizing the damage is coming from the churches because they're listening to what you say. And if you keep lulling them to sleep and sensitizing them and weakening them, they will not be fit soldiers to stand up in the end time. Now, we are at war, like it or not. That Bible is a story of wars that went on. And there were many wars that had to take place. And these people out in the streets who are having their sons and daughters preyed upon, they are going to take up arms in a minute, and they're going to defend themselves. And they're going to do it the best way they can because they're sick and tired of being thrown in prison and they're sick and tired of being preyed upon. Something has to be done at the courthouse. Things have got to be changed. If you don't want to change it and you feel that the blacks are too much of a burden on you and you can't govern them, give us our own land and let us go to our own land and we'll govern ourselves. Do that. Reparation is at hand now. And every one of you churches should be talking about reparation and bringing this thing into realization that it's not going to work until we govern ourselves. The Native Americans fought you from one end of the county all the way over to Tippecanoe up to Detroit, and every treaty was broken, every treaty. Now let me calm down. African Americans, stop wasting your time with the Moors right now, trying to define that you're Moor. It's obvious that you're Moor. Go and identify your Native American tribe and go and find your family on the Dalles list and send for your card so that you can become a sovereign individual as a sovereign people with sovereign land. These are the things that we need to fight for now, not marching and not going to the White House and not standing up for civil rights anymore. It's gotten us nowhere. We've got to look at getting ourselves sovereign and using our sovereignty to have our land back. Every African American should have some land because that's what should have been given to us in the first place. They divided that land up and made the Native Americans take allotments. And the rest of the land, they gave it to the Europeans. They gave them land. So that land that was given to them, why not give us some land now? Why not give us some land? That's what we should be beating the doors down about, is our land. Because land is what makes us solid. Land is what gives us respect. When you go in the courtroom, you're not getting any respect because you have already said you're black and you don't exist and you're blotted out, so they don't have to give you any rights. But you must know these laws and you must understand how social study relates to your livelihood, to your ethical living, your heritage, and your rituals and lifestyle. You must take them back. And if you don't throw off the European God and take back your own traditional heritage like the Haitians did of their gods and their traditions and their rituals and dances, the ancestors are going to be very angry with you, and you will never get them to assist and aid you in anything. We have become so Europeanized, we have forgotten who we are as a tribal people. I say we're tribal. And I know I'm Native American, and the Seminole Indians are speaking up for me right now. How about your ancestors? Have you called on them? Do you know them by name? Do you know which tribe you're from? Have you researched at the library? Have you gone to the genealogy to find out what part of Oklahoma or Florida you were from? And who are your people? Were you part of the Hechi Gullah tribe? Are you part of that sacred land down there in North Carolina? Find out. It's very detrimental that we come out of these colleges and stop going for these PhDs and EDDs that looks good on our record and gives us a big outstanding debt, but we have no more consciousness of who we are. Let's find out who we are. Let's make sure our institutions offer these trainings so we can understand better who we are. Let's set up our own groups to research and navigate who were the ones that came over here on the ship and who were already here. They don't know a time when we weren't here. We've always been here. When Christopher Columbus came here, we were already on the map. We existed long before he came here. This is our land. Let the truth be told. We are the Asiatic tribe, and there is no pale-skinned Native Americans, only those who mixed with the black Native American and became mulatto Native. So you must understand that there was a lot going on, and there needs to be a lot of studies going on. Churches, turn out your churches and don't accept any more of these fairy tales from the Bible and start studies that will go on that will affect your life, that make you a better person and know how to govern yourself and society. The church is reading you a bunch of lullaby stories that will not show you how to govern yourself in a court of law or in your everyday work. You must use these Bibles like a tool, like an institution that will govern and help people to govern themselves in understanding who their history is. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending this time with me because I'm upset because most Native Americans are walking around here in turmoil they're post-traumatic stress syndrome because they don't remember who they are. The half of our family of the Africans are off balance because they don't know themselves, and they are longing for the tribal lifestyle and don't know how to get back to it. Most of what's wrong with us can be corrected in the dance and in knowing our tribal heritage and ancestors. Most of what's wrong with us psychologically can be cured overnight with us getting back in touch with our communal lifestyle. Most of what is wrong with us. Now, you say you want blacks to act better, than free us and let us go back to our land. Give us some land that we can develop and we can grow on and we can help our people mentally as well as physically, and give them a chance to work to the sweat of their brows. It is no sense that men should be thrown away to waste where they cannot work. That is abomination, and it also is a violation of their rights. I want to thank you for sitting in today to be a part of what I'm saying. The Spirit has been talking to you today, and I hope you heard what the ancestors say. And we're going to invite you to join us and to be a part of everything you ever wanted to learn in social studies class. You've been speaking to Maddie Harvey's baby sister, the social studies teacher, who brings it to you from the hip. That's right. We're going to be bringing you the ancient teaching, and we're going to get back into the civilization during the time when our ancestors and the Kushites were kings and queens. So stay with us and stick this thing out and be a part of what we're doing. We are making ourselves better people. And Caucasian, there's no offense against you. You know we were always here, and you knew we were those Asiatic people. You're just waiting for us to wake up and discover ourselves. Well, we're awake now, and we have no offense against you. We just want to be left alone so we can have our rituals and have our bimbes and come to ourselves and learn to love ourselves again, and we can learn to love those outside of ourselves. So help us to do that. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Care to Read show, and you've been listening to Omi Inka today. And I want to say that for those of you who have not had a chance to come in and to listen to our shows on demand, go and listen to some of our other shows on demand. I guess I'm repeating myself now, teaching you about the ancient history that I'm about to teach you about. It's something I've done before, but it never hurts to bring it back up again, because we certainly have got to learn our rights. And we've got to learn who we were and what great people we once were, and look at how we now can be that great people again. Thank you so much, and have a great evening, and I'll speak with you soon. Please tune in tomorrow. Our show will be on tomorrow at 5:30, as well as on Sunday at 5:30 and Monday. So we look forward to seeing you, and have a great day. And straight ahead and into the future. And I'd like to also make an announcement that there is a rummage sale that is going on with the senior citizens over at Miraville High School, and that's from 9:30 to 1:30, Monday through Friday. And the phone number there is 219-736-1070, and you can ask to speak to Gwen. And that's at the Miraville High School. Please go out and patronize them and purchase some of their things. They're attempting to buy themselves another bingo game in this effort of doing the actual rummage sale. So go out and patronize them and assist them and aid them. Tomorrow we'll be talking about tribes and Native American tribes. And we'd like to welcome you to be a part of our chat room. And if you want to come in and co-host, please do. So join us tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow at 5:30, straight ahead and into the future. Gary, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Iowa, Dubuque, Iowa, St. Louis, Missouri, we're praying for you that you will stand strong in the end time, and you will not make the mistake of looting and stealing, and you'll come to your senses to sit down to set up a tribal discussion of how you can govern yourself again. And when this thing comes up on you again, you will know exactly how to handle it, because you will have your own constitution running your own business, and you won't have to have the violations in your community that we're having now. So take care, and do tune in tomorrow. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to play another record for you, and we're going to play Adore. Say,
and a big one.